This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Evan Liss. Occasionally on this show, we take a deeper dive into a story here in Arizona. And today, we're looking at urban farmers and how they are running out of places to plant. The American Farmland Trust reports that 2,000 acres of farmland are lost every day. But the city of Phoenix aims to fix that with a program designed to preserve farms. Cronkite News' Emma Vandenide visited one Phoenix farm to see how the land is being protected.
The rain is picking up in Phoenix, and Maya Daly is hunched over, driving her trowel into the dirt. She's transplanting some small zinnias.
I was just trying to beat the rain to get those in.
Her wide-brimmed hat blocks each raindrop from her face as she plants quickly.
Whoops, I covered that one.
This is part of her daily routine at Maya's farm, a 3.5-acre farm located next to South Mountain. This is land she's rented and farmed for over a decade, and it's just off a busy Phoenix street. In fact, you can hear cars joining the chorus of her farm's goats and chickens.
It's working with nature. We're blessed by rain only once in a while, so you take advantage of it.
But Daly did not know how long her zinnias were going to last. Her farm was put on the market a few years ago.
It takes my wind out of my sails and makes me say, okay, I don't want to move again. I'm going to quit. I'm going to go farm someplace else. What am I going to do? I'm not going to put any energy into the farm because I don't know if it's going to be here tomorrow.
Maya's farm isn't the only one. Urban farms are declining. In 2020 alone, Phoenix lost 200 acres of farmland due to urban development. That's equivalent to 151 football fields. This is nothing new to Daly. She spent her summers in Gilbert and watched the small town boom as small farmers moved out in exchange for big payouts.
It, to me, is a natural disaster in some ways. We didn't think about how much food production was coming out of those areas. All of Gilbert was food production all my life, and in a matter of less than 10 years, it just turned into houses.
Daly's land could sell fast in Phoenix, where housing prices are soaring. But she says she needs this land.
You can't just take a farmer and pick them up and place them somewhere else. Good farmland exists in different areas because geographically, that's the soil, right? And so we've made a big mistake in Arizona.
But in late March, Daly receives some good news that might save her farm for years to come.
Because the conservation easement's gone through, I'm back to, okay, the land's here. It can be mine someday.
The conservation easement she mentions is a contract made between a landowner and a land trust that aims to conserve workable land for future generations.
How the conservation values remain intact is that they are giving up their right to subdivide the property.
That's Sharma Torrance. She's the conservation specialist for the Central Arizona Land Trust.
Basically, what you're doing is you're keeping it as a working farm. And that's what we want to see, is we want to see that local food supply remain intact.
Here's how it works. Landowners can agree to donate their development rights or sell them for 60 to 80% of the land value to the city of Phoenix. The landowners still get to keep the land, but it has to be used for farming forever. Selling the development rights decreases the land's value. This could help make expensive farms more affordable to farmers like Daly.
At this point, to farm on a piece of property that was, you know, $1 million, right? And try to buy it at that. You can't grow enough vegetables in a year to even make that happen.
The Central Arizona Land Trust has worked with the Phoenix City Council since February to fund the Farmland Preservation Program. Together, they've raised $1 million to help compensate landowners for development rights. Torrance says that they hope to help 2 to 3 more farms in the next year. She says farms have shown interest, but not many have applied.
There are a lot of inaccurate perceptions about what conservation easements are, or there's just not enough knowledge about really what they are.
For Maya's farm, some things still need to be sorted out, like how Daly could eventually buy this land. But for her, it's about more than just the land.
They all get taken care of pretty good, don't you?
It's about being a source of local food.
We don't want to become dependent on food from other places. That's vulnerable to me. It doesn't feel food secure.
The conservation easement means that everything on her farm, from goats to ducks, is available for future farmers, too.
It's not just about me owning the farm. It's about creating something that's here for the next generations, surrounded by education and farming.
The Central Arizona Land Trust is still accepting applications for conservation easements on farms in Phoenix. The process is complicated, but they hope to see other farmers like Daly dig into their soil before it gets paved over in development. Emma Vandenide, Cronkite News.
Thanks to Emma Vandenide for that story. You can read more and see photos of the farm at cronkitenews.azpbs.org. And thanks to Mason Miller, who produced the show. That's all for your Cronkite News To Go. I'm Evan Liss.